Let's rank the biggest seismic-shifting NBA trades involving the Los Angeles Lakers. This topic was triggered by the big one that went down this past weekend that saw Luka Doncic head to the Lakers with Anthony Davis heading to the Mavs. So why are the Lakers so embedded when it comes to seismic transactions? Google defines it as enormous proportions or effect. Seems fitting for a Hollywood production. So without further ado, here are my top choices. This time, I'm starting at number 1. Kobe Bryant to the Lakers. For some reason, this trade is often forgotten. This was not a typical draft day trade that we often see. Players selected in the draft, swapping hats on stage. Kobe Bryant was a Charlotte Hornet from June 26, 1996 to July 11, 1996. It took some time for Vlade Divac, already an established NBA player, to agree to move, threatening to retire. Apparently, a few days after the Hornets drafted Kobe, the Hornets brass told him they, quote, had no use for him. Once the dust settled and the trade became official, the Lakers had their man, and the rest is history. A week after acquiring Kobe, they would go on to sign some guy named Shaquille O'Neal. Speaking of Shaq, his trade to Miami is number 2 on my list. The Lakers dynasty had a lot more miles on it, but the personal differences between himself and Kobe put an end to their remarkable run. O'Neal was dealt to the Miami Heat in 2004. Arguably, the most dominant big man since Wilt was coming off winning 3 straight titles with a shot at the 4th. It didn't take long for him to establish himself with a new up-and-coming star in Dwayne Wade, helping the Heat win their first title in franchise history in 2006. On the flip side, the Lakers received Lamar Odom in the Miami Heat trade, a crucial part of their championship-winning teams in 2009 and 2010. Speaking of those back-to-back winning teams, for years, they poked Kobe that he couldn't win it all without Shaq. Well, at number 3, it's Pau Gasol to the Lakers, which saw his brother Mark and others head to Memphis. Pau was the perfect fit and puzzle piece to the Lakers' picture. Together with Kobe, they would form a winning duo, winning those titles in 2009 and 10, and not only forming a bond on the court, but off the court as well. At number 4, it's Milwaukee sending Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Lakers in 1975. Already established as the best in the game, Kareem the Dream wanted out of Milwaukee. He got his wish, leading the Lakers to 5 more NBA championships and 3 MVPs, cementing himself and the Lakers as a marquee NBA franchise. At number 5, it's Anthony Davis's deal that brought him to Los Angeles from New Orleans. The Lakers rolled the dice and it worked out, delivering on a title in the bubble still counts. The Lakers sent Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, the number 4 pick in the 2019 draft, a 2022 first-round pick, a pick swap in the 2003 draft, and the Lakers' 2024 first-round pick with the right to defer to 2005. That was a mouthful. Now, we've reached full circle. Without the Davis trade that I just mentioned, the Doncic deal wouldn't have occurred. Every single one of these seismic moves for the Lakers converted to NBA championship rings. Time will tell what Luka's story will be in Tinseltown.